Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good morning and welcome to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and we've got another great show for you today, our first show of 2016. I hope you all had a great holiday and that you were able to enjoy some time with friends and family and have fun and maybe hit the tennis court a little bit. We've had crazy weather here in Atlanta. We've gone from warm and sunny to warm and torrential rains to now freezing and sunny. So I don't know. It has not been real conducive to playing much tennis for me, but I hope to get back on the court soon. So anyway, this week we have a really interesting guest, and I'm pretty excited to have Peter Rochich on the show. Peter is a tennis player, obviously, as most of my guests are. He's a high-performance coach. He's a tennis analyst and a videographer, and he has been playing and coaching for 35 years. So he's got a lot of experience to share with us. He's also an entrepreneur and started Game Smart Tennis, which is a video match analysis service. And those of you who were at Winter Nationals or who were following my post about Winter Nationals, you may have seen Peter there. He was at, I believe, the 16s and 18s doing recording and match play analysis for the players there. So if you did have a chance to meet him, lucky you, and I would love to hear about your experience with him and with Game Smart Tennis at a later date, maybe. So Peter was born and raised in Serbia, and he's been in California for about 12 years and has coached all around the country. He's coached nationally and internationally ranked juniors and pros, both in Serbia and the U.S. And like I said, he started Game Smart Tennis in 2012. And so he's now really focusing on technology and tennis and analytics and making sure that players of all levels have access to that. So I think it's going to be a really, really cool conversation today, and I suspect we're all going to learn something new, so I'm looking forward to it. If you'd like to call in and chat with us, our number, as always, is 714-583-6853. Again, that's 714-583-6853. And just a reminder, the show runs live for an hour, and the podcast will be available later this afternoon at both ParentingAces.com and on the Parenting Aces YouTube channel. So if you have to bug out early or if you miss the live broadcast, I hope that you'll check out the podcast later on. Before I bring Peter on the air, I want to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, Peter Rochich talking about Game Smart Tennis.
Warning. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries when young athletes perform the same repetitive stressful motions over and over. Pitching, tennis, weight training, even long swimming workouts can cause overuse trauma that may require surgery. If your kids play and train hard, visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Parenting Aces radio show on Blog Talk Radio's UR Tennis Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and if you'd like to call in and chat with us today, that number again is 714-583-6853. Without further ado, I want to introduce our guest today, Peter Rochich. Peter, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm so looking forward to talking with you today.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for a great introduction, and I'm really grateful and looking forward to this.
Great. Well, so I mentioned in the intro that you've been involved in tennis for about 35 years, both as a player and a coach, and now as a business person. And I'd love to hear just how you got started in tennis growing up in Serbia. You know, most of us who follow professional tennis have heard Novak Djokovic's story. We've heard Ana Ivanovic's story of how, you know, they played on horrid courts and bombed out conditions and all of that. Was your experience similar to theirs or something different?
Well, I think we all have similar stories. I grew up right next to the tennis courts, and I used to go and play soccer with my buddies around the tennis courts, and I just got I liked the idea of tennis balls and tennis rackets, and it looked really interesting to me at a young age. So I just got hooked, and I fell in love with the game, and that's how I started. It was just convenient at the time, you know.
That's awesome. So, did your parents play?
No, they encouraged me playing, but they never played. No.
Okay. So you played as a junior, and I suspect you did a lot of traveling in your junior years. And then after your junior career, what happened? Did you play professionally? Did you go to college?
I went to college in Serbia, and since there's no college tennis in Serbia, and I never tried playing pro, so I started coaching right away. I was really young when I started coaching and developing myself as a coach and players back home. So it's been a while now.
And I've interviewed a lot of coaches on this show, and one of the things that comes out quite often, especially in the coaches who are having good success with their players, is they had a mentor, a coaching mentor who taught them and who they emulated, especially early on in their coaching careers. Was that your case, or how did you get involved in coaching?
I mean, absolutely. Even as a player, I always had idols. Sometimes those were players in my club that I was looking up to, successful older juniors. Later, or even professionals, I had a lot of idols at the time. And then as a coach, definitely, it's a trait, I think. Coaches always try to improve and learn. So sometimes you learn from the coaches that you work with. Sometimes you go to education symposiums, but it's always a learning process. And sometimes even from the players, I think every lesson, every time you get on the court, every time you watch a match, it's opportunity to learn and get better. So definitely it's a learning process, and it never ends.
For sure. So this whole idea of integrating technology into your coaching and then now sharing that technology with others through your company, can you talk a little bit about how that came to be? Because tennis is a little slow at adopting all these phenomenal technologies that are out there and being used in other sports. I think we're starting to catch up a bit, and I've had several people on the show that are involved in the technology side of the sport, but maybe you can give us a little background on how you started seeing the need to integrate technology.
Well, definitely the need for technology just relies on need for objective information, and I was always looking for ways how to help my players. That was the bottom line of and the starting point of Game Smart Tennis. And one of the, I think it's always easy to forget. We coaches often tend to be really technical and focus on technique, but it's so easy to forget that it's a game. And it's a competitive game. It's a game that players go out and compete against each other. And to make them successful, we need to teach them how to play the game. I personally can't teach a player if I don't see them play competitive tennis. So it's really hard to teach them a game unless you see them play. That's how the video came in. And the coaches either travel to tournaments or they use the video to analyze the player's game and competitive play. So for the times where I was not able to travel to the tournaments, I would always ask my players to bring the video back. And it was just inefficient. I could see it, but it would take a long time to see the match. And then the presentation back to the player was always something that was missing. Because every time there is a match, there is a player who's playing and he has the feelings and he's emotional on the court. It just distorts the idea of what's happening. And then as a coach, we see what's happening. We have our own idea of what's happening. And a lot of times it does not match what the player and the coach see or feel about a certain match. So that's how GameSmart, I said, there has to be a better way for this. There has to be an easy way to make it easy for both players and coaches to work together and see the same things. I got exposed. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, one of the issues that I always kind of faced as a parent traveling with my child playing was after a match, my son would come off the court and he would have his thoughts on what happened out there. I, as the parent sitting in the stands watching, would have my thoughts on what happened out there. And oftentimes the two things were very different. You know, like you said, you know, the player has the emotions and all of that coming into play. The parent, you know, there's emotional stuff as a parent watching your child compete. And so I never felt like I had, I don't know, if a coach wasn't there watching my son, I never felt like there was a reliable way to communicate back to the coach what was going on in competitive situations. And yet at the same time, it's very expensive to pay a coach to travel with your child to all the tournament matches. So, you know, video is a great tool to use, but even that isn't perfect. And I think, you know, one of the things you're doing with GameSmart Tennis is even taking it beyond just the fact that there's videotape of a match, right? You're doing more in-depth analysis than just simply watching video.
Well, GameSmart is doing exactly what you just said. We're trying to amplify the power of video, to offer diagnostics and statistics that can help you, that can help our players and coaches actually make it more effective. And our service makes reviewing recorded matches effortless and timeless. It takes almost no time to review the match, and it just maximizes the power of visual learning, that the whole idea. So it goes much deeper and than just reviewing the matches. It makes it more efficient.
And so let's dig into that a little bit. Why don't you talk about what a typical match play video will show once it's passed through your hands?
Well, our analysis is it's a multifunctional tool. So it was designed in a way that provides multiple services within the same analysis. So it's a learning tool, obviously, for the players, because they can see what they're doing, and it is kind of fun to see it and recognize the tendencies and habits in your game. It's a teaching tool as well, and that helps coaches save time and be more efficient with both time and presentation to the players. It helps diagnostics and for the match with using the match statistics as well. It's a remote coaching tool. So because it's a communication platform, you don't have to be at the same place as your player. So if a coach is at home and player is traveling, to ITS or professional tournaments or even national tournaments, the coach still can do the coaching part. And it's for the teams and academies, we offer an easy way to communicate between coaching teams. And one thing that we're trying to do right now is promote using our analysis as a recruiting video for the colleges and players. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. something that also, because it's an easy way to share the match with college coaches. And I have a feeling the college recruiting videos, as it is right now, it is kind of staged, and everyone's trying to look good. But I know that coaches and the coaches I talk to, they would really appreciate seeing the complete competitive matches rather than just 10 points selected by a player.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've had enough college coaches on this show and interviewed them, you know, for articles and such, that you're exactly right. I mean, they see through the staged video. They see through, you know, the player being fed the perfect ball in the perfect position and, you know, editing out the points that the player doesn't win and editing out poor behavior and, you know, all those things. And I suspect that, you know, having a way to view a whole match in a short period of time, a compressed version, so to speak, would be really valuable.
Absolutely. Well, the analysis comes with statistics, and we generate the match statistics for players' matches, and then those stats are used to filter the matches, and it enables coaches and players to actually search through the matches looking for certain things of interest. Which makes it really, really powerful and time-saving. With a single click, you can see only the points you played after the first serve, or only the points that you won, or unforced errors. You can see a lot of things with a single click.
That's so interesting. And, you know, it's funny because the way I heard about GameSmart Tennis was our mutual friend Carl Rosenstock had told me about it, and that you were going to be at Winter Nats, and that he put it as it's like a play site for individuals. So unlike the play site technology, which, you know, is pretty expensive for a facility to install, this is something that an individual player can use, you know, not have to rely on a facility to have the technology installed, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to tell you that I'm a big fan of PlaySight, and I think it's an amazing teaching tool. And the technology they use is just absolutely amazing. And just the comparison to PlaySight makes me feel really good about GameSmart Tennis. So I'm really grateful to Carl for saying that. The difference is I really feel that PlaySight is a teaching tool. It's a stationary tool. And there is nothing. I don't think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for players to play competitive matches on the play side court. That's what makes the GameSmart different. I think all the players make different choices in practice and in tournament matches when there's something at stake. The shot selection is different. The behavior is different. The body language, everything is different. So I think to have a true something that you can analyze and that can give you a true picture of what's happening, you need to do the competitive match play. You have to record tournament matches and be able to analyze those matches. So that's what GameSmart makes different. I think the ability to take your camera, put it on the fence, record the match, and actually see what you're doing in the match rather than during the practice.
So let me just clarify for my listeners. GameSmart is not you setting up a video camera and recording a match for the player. It's the onus is on the player, him or herself, to arrange the videotaping of the match. So they can either use their smartphone, they can use a video camera, but you encourage them, if I'm reading this correctly from your website, you encourage them to set a camera up on the back fence behind the baseline, record the match, and then they upload that video to the Game Smart Tennis website. Is that, am I saying that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the video really comes down to the players and coaches to provide the video, to my clients to provide the video. And then I do travel to tournaments. I started in September, and so far I did videography with big tournaments in NorCal, and now I just went to internationals. I did level two tournaments. I did sectional tournaments, sectionals, and winter nationals. So I'm trying to help players get their hands on the video, because I know a lot of people are afraid of technology, or they just don't feel like it's worth the effort, which is really not an effort. I think technology is so advanced right now that, and everyone is trying to make it easy to use. And the whole idea behind Game Smart Tennis is also just to make it so easy that everyone can use it, that player can use it, that parents can use it, that coach can use it, that you don't have to be a software engineer or computer savvy person to be able to use it.
Well, I was going to ask you, I videotaped a bunch of my son's matches, and I'm terrible at it. So I'm wondering if you can give our listeners some tips on camera position and angles and things like that to help them capture good enough quality video that once you have it at Game Smart Tennis, it's useful in terms of providing the type of feedback that the player and parent and coach are seeking.
Absolutely. So right now there are a lot of cameras that make recording really easy. A lot of action cameras give a wide angle enough so you can see the entire court. Positioning usually should be behind the baseline, in the center of the baseline, on top of the fence. That way I can see the entire court, and the analysis is easier to read. The camera is pretty much the important things about the camera, and most action cameras these days, like GoPro or a movie, stuff like that, they have wide angle, and the battery life is another big thing, because if you have a match that's going to go for 2.5-3 hours, and three setters can be that long, then you want to make sure that you finish the match, because to perform analysis, we need entire match. So it can be a fraction, it can be a couple of points, it can be one set, it has to be entire match. But technology is really easy and accessible. I'm always trying to help parents and players understand how to use it, and what camera to buy, which mount to get. So it's definitely affordable and easy to get.
Right. And I think, you know, one of my challenges when I was trying to videotape was making sure that the angle of the camera was such that I captured the whole court. And I know a lot of the video cameras now come with apps for your smartphone. So if you're using the camera, you can look on your phone and see what the camera's seeing to make sure that you have it angled properly.
Absolutely. A lot of cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cameras have Wi-Fi these days, and they all most of them come with the apps for the smartphones. So once you connect the camera with the app, you can actually see what you're recording, which makes recording much easier, and that's a big advantage for people who record matches.
Yeah, and that's a recent development. I just want to point that out, because the video camera we had doesn't do that. And I would oftentimes, you know, the end of the match, I would take the camera down, rewind, and just have a bunch of garbage that was not useful at all. So I want to encourage my listeners, if you are in the market to purchase a new video camera, make sure it has that app so that you can make sure you're getting good footage that's useful to you and useful to your coach. So is there a particular camera or a piece of software that you recommend, or are there several that you recommend?
I can tell you what I use.
Okay.
I use, and I think we all are creatures of habit. So my favorite one is I use GoPro 3 Plus. Silver. It's an action camera that has a lot of field of view settings, so that makes adjustment pretty easy. There are batteries that that can be purchased, external batteries that can run for 6 hours with Wi-Fi. The brand is Brunton, and you can find it online. And that's my favorite camera. I think it's really easy to use. I use the Wi-Fi all the time on the app. I can visually check what I'm recording, the battery life, all those things. It's really easy. I always tell parents I can teach them in 30 seconds how to use it, or they get the money back.
And do you use a fence mount, a particular one you like, or how do you mount it?
I use a QM1 fence mount. There are a couple other. There's I know there's a Volleycam mount. There is Kennedy Mart. That's another. I think there are like three big ones that I know that I see around at the tournaments. And obviously, there a lot of people do the homemade stuff, do it yourself. So, and it works. It just it's a stick that you put on top of the fence. So you can get creative. Right. It's not that hard.
And I actually, for those who are interested, there's an article on parentingaces.com about how to build a fence mount. So if you just type that in the search box on parentingaces.com, you'll see the article. And it was actually written by one of our readers who did this and provided a step-by-step. So that's very helpful if you're looking to save a few bucks on purchasing a fence mount. So I just want to mention that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually saw it on one of the tournaments, and when I see a homemade, I always ask the parents, I want to take a look. It's always interesting to see how innovative the people are. So I just recently I asked a parent about his mount, and he said he saw it on Parenting Aces, and it looked exactly like
well,
the video. He followed
the
instructions.
Awesome. I love it. So I am so interested in hearing about the experience you had at Winter Nationals. And people who've been longtime readers and listeners know we were at Winter Nationals last year. It was one of my son's final junior tournaments, and had a great experience there. But you weren't there last year, or at least you weren't where we were. But I did hear from a few of my readers who had the opportunity to meet you this year. And I'm just curious what your experience was in terms of the level of play that you saw, the interaction that players were having with their coaches, and the way the parents were behaving at the tournament. One of my goals at Parenting Aces is to help us all do a better job of being tennis parents, because it's very challenging out there. It's a time-consuming endeavor. It's an expensive endeavor, and there's a lot of emotion and stress involved. And so I'm anxious to hear your take on what you're seeing out there in the junior tennis world.
Well, let me start with parents. Obviously, I see that's one thing that you really want to hear. So for me, I had a lot of contact with the parents, obviously, providing videography and match analysis for players at Winter Nats. And my experience was really great. I actually had a couple of, tennis parents, as you said, it's emotional, it's personal, and sometimes it's really hard I'm trying to put this in the right wording, but it's a tough job, and one day I'm going
right.
to be a tennis parent. Hopefully, I'm a parent, so I'm looking forward to being a tennis parent. And even now, I'm looking at my sons, and I know it's not going to be easy. But I was really impressed with parents and the commitment, the level of commitment. I mean, everyone at Winter Nationals, right after, like right in the middle of the holidays, everyone traveled to Arizona and. It was really good. I was really impressed with parents. Coaches, definitely. I saw a lot of coaches. Both I saw academies. I saw personal coaches, college coaches. There were really a lot of college coaches, and that especially on girls and boys 18s. some even 16s, but a lot of college coaches came out to check out some players, and I really felt it was really professional on side of the coaches. I haven't seen any coaching on the side except on the between the when they split sets. So it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And level of play, I would say it was really deep. I saw a lot of unseeded players going far. A lot of lower seeds going all the way to the finals. I saw a lot of three-set matches. So I think the quality was high, and it went really deep. And one thing that
hear.
I really enjoyed, I haven't seen a lot of refs on the courts. So I think the fair play was really high and high level. And that's one thing that I really enjoyed.
That's good to hear, especially, yeah. Because I have certainly covered that topic to death about poor sportsmanship and bad line calling and those things. And so I'm always happy to hear a report that there wasn't, too much of that going on. That's good. And
I saw refs on the court, but not too many.
Right. What about the emotional state of the players? Were the kids overall, they calm and composed? Did you see a lot of emotional outbursts? And when you were videotaping matches where there might have been some emotion, negative emotion coming out, how do you present that in your analysis? Is that included?
Well, the behavior of the tournament, I really felt that it was really good. Definitely there were some cases where I would see emotions coming out, but nothing out of the line. I think that the behavior overall was really good. And I think the players at this level and at this age, they're really maturing and getting ready for college tennis and hopefully some of them for pro tennis later. So it is showing. I think all the hard work shows. And I know that as much as technology is making an impact on the game lately, I think that sports psychology is also one part that everyone is trying to improve and implement in their practices. So I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of good behavior, emotions under control, and really professionalism on the side of young athletes.
That's good to hear. And so when you are videotaping and then analyzing the matches, and did you actually videotape there, or you just encourage people to video and then bring the tape to you for analysis?
I'm doing both. I'm trying to be present at the tournament. I think it's really easy. It's the easiest way to expose parents, players, and coaches to what Game Smart Tennis does. And also, it just gives them opportunity to get a quality video in their hands they can analyze. I also encourage them to record the matches by themselves. So it's something. It really, I can't be everywhere. That's
right.
I'm really trying to reach out to as many tournaments as possible. And I started NorCal. Now I've been in Arizona. My goal is to travel nationwide to tournaments and present what I do to players, because eventually I would like to help as many players as possible.
So let me just ask this, because there are other services out there that videotape tournament matches for kids. The analysis piece is really what sets Game Smart Tennis apart. And, there's certain pieces of analyzing a match that are completely objective. I mean, you can watch points and count forehands, count backhands, count double faults, etc. But there are also a lot of elements in a tennis match that are subjective. And even watching professional tennis on television with, the IBM stats and all that, there's a lot of discussion about what's counted as an unforced error and, how do you call missing the return of Andy Murray's down the line backhand an unforced error? that ball is a missile, and it doesn't matter how good you are, it's tough to return that. So maybe that should be considered a forced error and those types of conversations. So when you're doing analysis, how much of what you're doing is objective and how much is subjective?
Well, like you said, first serve in is a first serve in. So it's really, it's either in or out, and there is no anything subjective about it. When it comes down to unforced errors, it is always a gray area. And I was just recently reading an article about an analyst who does match statistics for French Open. And the lady was saying that even the analysts, when they compare, they chart the same match, there is always 3 to 5% difference in reading the, for example, unforced errors. So mm-hmm. it's obviously subjective. My take on it is that I always ask myself: is there something that the player that made mistake could have done in a different way? So it's not an unforced error. It's not a forced error. So, for example, it was the court positioning good? In this case, if you talk about Andy Murray backing down the line, you know. So is there something that the player that made mistake could have done in a different way, and not make mistake? I hope this makes sense.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. So when you are doing your analysis, though, I mean, that's time consuming to consider all of that, right? I mean, how long does it take you to provide analysis on a typical junior tennis match?
Well, it depends on the length of the match. I obviously have to watch the entire match. So it's manually, I do it manually. I watch the match, and it takes a little longer than the entire match. So obviously, it is training that obviously I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've done, I would say, thousands of matches so far, both developing and now providing service for my clients. So it's a training that an experience. So the more you do it, the faster it goes.
And so I mean, just having, you know, watched videotape of my son's matches and trying to edit them for college coaches and all of that, that thank goodness I'm done with that piece of it. But it is extremely time consuming. I had actually one of my readers ask me if, or post something I think on our website, asking if there's a software tool that can help cut out the extra pieces of the match. Do you know of anything like that?
Every video editing software can do that. So if you're trying to cut the video, edit the video, cut out the dead time, ball picking up, and changeovers, any video editing tool can do it. And there are multiple tools out there at multiple price ranges. So it's really, even the software that comes with GoPro gives you ability to tag the moments and go back to certain things that you want to see. So I think video editing is becoming more and more advanced and easier to use. I think the whole idea behind technology lately is all the functionality with ability to use it's really easy.
Good. Well, that's good. I've struggled with that. It was really hard.
Yeah, it's still time consuming. It's still time consuming. Right. So it takes a lot of time.
And you have to be meticulous, right? I mean, you have to be very detail oriented.
Absolutely. I think it takes a lot of time. And but that's why Game Smart Tennis, I always see it as a shortcut to providing objective information. And for all those, I talk to a lot of coaches, and they tell me, I use this software, I use that software, I used to do that, and it's just so much time. And they would rather forward their clients with their video editing needs to Game Smart than spend so much time, because it is a lot of time to do video editing, especially if you don't do it all the time and you have to stay focused, and it just slows you down.
Yeah, for sure. So you recorded a bunch of matches at Winter Nationals and met with I'm sure several players, several coaches. And I'm curious what kind of feedback you got from the people that used your service and from the people that may have actually just talked with you, didn't use your service at that tournament, but maybe you've had follow-up conversations with them. What's the take on it? I mean, are they buying into the fact that this is a necessary piece of junior development now?
There's a one word that comes to my mind, and that's usually the first thing they say. It's wow.
That's a good first word.
It is a first word, and the first word is wow. Second sentence after that is how long does it take for you to do this? So that's how it goes usually. But the feedback so far has been amazing. I always try to show as many people as possible at the tournaments what I do, and my clients so far, the feedback has been absolutely amazing. I always ask, because this is a team tool, it's a tool that connects player and a coach and a parent, it connects a lot of people and puts them on the same page. So my first question always, after I do the analysis, I always ask them, as the player, how the player liked it and how the coach liked it, because it's a different tool. For players, it's a learning tool. For coaches, it's a teaching tool. They're using the same tool in a different way with the same goal. Mm-hmm. For me, it's important that everyone likes it. One great feedback I got from a college coach that I work with, the feedback was, he said, usually we find coaches get excited about new things and they present it to the players, and players just don't respond the same way the coaches thought they would respond to the new thing. When players start using Game Smart Tennis, he told me they all came back and asked, where's my password? How do I log in? So that was one absolutely amazing feedback that I got.
Have you ever had a player, and I suspect this would be the case more with a young player than, you know, maybe an older junior, have you ever had them watch your analysis and just be in total shock about what they saw because it was so different from their perception of what was happening out there?
Yeah, I have a funny story. I coach a 12-year-old, we would always, you know, good players tend to have their own opinion, and this kid really had his opinion. So and it was, like you said, it's not always what I see and what he feels was not always on the same page. So that was the first analysis I did, and 10 points into the analysis, he stopped me and he said, Peter, please stop. I know what you mean.
It was painful, huh?
it really comes down to how the coach wants to use the analysis. I think it's a tool, great tool to show positive habits and negative habits and tendencies in players' game. I think if a coach focuses just on negatives, I think it can be overwhelming. And I always suggest to coaches and players, coaches and parents, to always say, hey, look, this is what you did four times in this match, and you won 4 points doing that. Maybe in the next match you should be doing that 12 to 15 times. I think the positive reinforcement, the analysis can be used for both positive and negative reinforcement, not negative reinforcement, but showing the flaws in the game. So mm-hmm. It really comes down to, I think every analysis comes with so much information. And it can be overload. If you sit a player and go over every single thing you see in the match, I think it's a little bit too much. Coaches have to be really cautious about it. I always suggest pick one thing and work on that thing and then move to the next thing, because each analysis gives coaches a lot of lesson plans, and it can help them work on the short and long-term developmental plan. So it is a lot of information that can be used over time rather than just do it all at once.
What I think is so cool about it is they can see where technical flaws may exist in a player's game. they can see where there may be a shortcoming in footwork skill. They can see where there may be a shortcoming in fitness level and stamina. They can see where there may need to be some work tactically. You know, the player just isn't understanding the geometry of the court. They can see where maybe more work needs to happen on the mental side of the game in terms of staying calm and collected. I mean, they can see whether or not rituals that have been practiced are actually being followed during match play. I mean, there are just so many different elements that show up in a tool such as this that even as the parent sitting there watching the match or more so the coach sitting there watching the match, you can't pick up all that stuff when you're in the moment. But when you have the advantage of being able to fast forward and rewind and fast forward and rewind multiple times, all of a sudden, you know, these tiny elements that can mean the difference between winning and losing are very obvious. They begin to really jump out at you.
I think you're absolutely right. That's the beauty of the video. If I would have to make a PDF, let's say a 25, 30 page PDF, and just cover all the, because when you say you see the stats and you see somebody made 13 forehand unforced errors, you don't mm-hmm. know if the player was inside the baseline or outside the baseline. Was the player in the middle of the baseline or close to the sideline? Was the ball, was the contact shoulder high, chest high, hip high, knee high, ankle high? Did the ball come top spin or a slice? And if I would put all those things together in a PDF, that would be a 100-page PDF, and it would take a long time to just browse those things. Now, the beauty of video is those things just stick out. They're so easy to see, and it takes literally the length of the point to see it. One thing that I really like about this, and it just even in professional tennis, but in junior tennis, players have tendencies, and they repeat the same thing over and over again. It's really easy to, like you said, it's really easy to recognize even a technical flaw, because if somebody is missing those forehands when somebody hits a slice, that's a technical problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not just an match analysis. It is something that can be used for diagnostics when it comes down to technical issues as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I want to encourage all of you listening to the show to check out GameSmart Tennis. What is your website again?
It's gamesmarttennis.com.
Okay, so easy peasy, gamesmarttennis.com.
Yeah.
We'll have a link to that on our link page at Parenting Aces too. But check it out. And this is not a service that requires you, Peter, to actually be on site. This is something that, you know, you can videotape your child's match and then you submit it online, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
done through your
exactly.
website.
So,
yeah.
So it's a really simple process. I want to just go through the process with your listeners, because
okay.
Which GameSmart is trying to keep it private. So every analysis we do cannot be found online. So it is online, but it's in our owner's account, and that account is private. That requires registration. And all our clients are registered members. Membership is free, and that's something how we protect the privacy of each player. Once inside the profile, that's where you can actually use analysis or purchase analysis. And the process is really simple. It's a simple. It requires match information. A lot of times, I don't know the players. Because so I need to know stuff like who are the players, what's the event, the date, who served first, so I can actually identify the players and not make mistakes. After that, it's a simple file share. You upload the files to the server. I collect the files, I process the match, and I return the process analysis.
And it's all done, I mean, the analysis is presented through the website as well, through that private account.
Absolutely. So it's exactly. So it goes straight to the private account, and it's accessible. As long as you have internet connection, you can see it.
And then what I thought was really cool is then the parent can share the analysis with the junior's coach, with the junior, him or herself, with a team of coaches, if necessary, with a fitness trainer. If your child's losing matches because they get fatigued, then, you know, maybe it's something to show to their fitness trainer, and maybe some tweaks need to be made in that realm of your child's preparation. I mean, the possibilities are endless with this. It's really cool.
Yeah, it really comes down to needs of player and coaches. The communication is the big part of it. And like I said before, I would watch the match, but then I needed really player to see the same things, to see the same points. And I didn't want that to look like I'm working. And it had to be really easy to do. That's why GameSmart comes with the ability to communicate with the team members. So regardless, like you said, it can be between coach and player or coaching teams. I think it's the communication. It's what it comes down to. It's not just. I've talked to coaches before, and I've heard, well, I saw the match. Why do I need the analysis? But it still comes down to the player, because all the teamwork has to go back to the player. Player is mm-hmm. the one who's going to be who needs to learn from the matches. And I think ability to see the things and visually recognize it's. Video is just so powerful. I think one thing that I like about the video, it just works at every level. I can show video to 11-year-old, and I can show it to top 20 ATP player. They're going to see the same thing. So it's really easy to understand. Numbers, charts, I know there are numbers are helpful, and I love numbers, but it's just a piece of the information that players need.
Right. So in the spirit of connecting people, which is something I love to do. For my listeners that have been around a while, hopefully you guys have heard the podcast with Dr. J, Neuro Jayanthi, who is an orthopedic surgeon who's based here in Atlanta, and he has started a tennis medicine practice here in Atlanta through Emory University Hospital. And one of the things he does as a physician is when he's presented with a player who has been injured, he oftentimes takes them out on the tennis court and watches them play. So I suspect that your video would be really valuable to any physician that's treating an injured player or a player who has a recurring issue, whether it's pain or a dysfunction and, you know, physical dysfunction, that being able to watch the video and really see whether it's a stroke production issue or an equipment issue could be incredibly valuable. So I'm going to encourage you, Peter, to reach out to Dr. J, and I'll put you all in touch with each other. Because I think he would find what you're doing really, really helpful in his practice, too.
I think you're absolutely right. This tool can be used for a lot of things. And like you said, it can be for injury prevention or recognition of issues when it comes down to physical aspect and what players are doing with their body. It can be used with sports psychologists as well. So I'm really trying to reach out to as many people as possible and create a network of experts that will actually use the analysis for their clients and just get the better information quicker.
That's fantastic. Well, we're down to about our last 5 minutes. So I try to give my guests time at the end of each show to get in everything that they want to make sure that our listeners need to hear. So you've given out your website, gamesmarttennis.com, and like I said, we'll have a link to that on the links page at Parenting Aces later today. What else do the Parenting Aces listeners need to know about Game Smart Tennis and about Peter Rochich?
Well, for me, I would like to tell everyone that Game Smart Tennis is here for the players, coaches, academies, and college teams, federations, you name it. If you're playing competitive tennis, Game Smart would like to be part of the team. And Game Smart is not about telling you what to do. Game Smart provides objective information that needs reading and that needs, we want to be part of the team. And if you have a team and if you want Game Smart Tennis to be part of the team, we would be more than happy. Like I said at the beginning, I think technology like this should be accessible to everyone and everyone should be able to use it. I try to make it really easy and powerful. The information is deep and it's just there. So another thing for what GameSmart is trying to do right now is be out there at the tournaments. So if there are tournament directors among your listeners, Lisa, I would definitely encourage them to contact me and to help us reach out to as many people as possible. For the national tournaments, we partner up with those tournaments, and it's been really successful so far. The players love it, the tournament directors love it. So it's a great addition to tournaments, and it adds value to the tournament. So I would definitely encourage all the tournament directors to reach out. There is a contact page on the website, so they can always contact me through that. And again, I really hope that we can. I want to help every single player out there. That really makes all the years of development and all the work worth it. So that's what
that's
I would
fantastic.
Like to say to all the listeners.
I love it. I also want to encourage USTA and ITF, if any of those folks are tuning in, to make sure that videotaping remains available to players during tournaments. I know there are some sections of the country that are trying to ban videotaping at tournaments, and there are concerns with privacy issues and YouTube and all of that. This is a valuable tool that needs to be encouraged, not discouraged, and not certainly not banned. So I hope that the people that are making those rules are paying attention and understand that in order for our sport to continue to grow, we have to embrace technology. And Game Smart Tennis is one piece of that, but it's an important piece. And so hopefully the various sections in USTA and the ITF as a whole will continue to encourage videotaping at matches, not ban it, as we're sadly hearing in some parts of the country. So, Peter, I want to thank you for being on, and I'm just so excited about what you're doing, and I hope that you have great, great success with it. If there's anything Parenting Aces can do to help, I hope you'll reach out to us. And, you know, like I said to you before we went on the air, I know you're up in NorCal, so if you make it over to Santa Clara and see my kid on the court, please introduce yourself. And I would love for you guys to meet. And thank you for what you're doing.
No, thank you for having me, and this was a great opportunity for Game Smart Tennis to present what we do, and I know that so far it's been great for us. Just one post on Facebook actually gave us a lot of attention, and I know this will help a lot. So I'm really, really grateful for this leader, and I'm definitely going to stop by Santa Clara and introduce myself to your son.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks again for being on, and we'll stay in touch for sure. To my listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you learned something new. And if you had a chance to meet Peter at Winter Nationals, please drop me an email or tweet at me or Facebook message me or one of a million ways to get in touch. I would love to hear about your experience. And I hope you all have a great week. Happy New Year. I hope your 2016 is off to a great start. And we'll see you next week on Parenting Aces.